The question I see asked on birding forums more than any other is, how do I get the kids interested in birding? Some may take to birding like ducks to dabbling, but most will reach their boredom threshold after about 15 fidgeting minutes in a hide. The more they're encouraged to enthuse over the simple beauty of a rare brown blob doing nothing much, the more, depending on age, they're likely to pine for the Xbox, Snapchatting their friends, or excluding the real world by attaching earbuds and focusing on a YouTube epic fail. The wild world is not what it was in our day, whenever that was. Greybeards like me at junior school in the 1950s remember a very different world. Don't get me wrong, I'm not one of those who thinks that the past was all rosy. I remember rationing and racism, poverty and polio. But there are some very valuable practices that have all but disappeared. For example, I remember proudly putting a bird skull once and another time a pretty leaf on the school nature table, which was permanently there in the front entrance of the school for all of us to see and enjoy. I went looking for birds' nests in the Easter holidays, not to rob them, but to marvel at them. Is there anything more perfect in the world than that ball of moss, sheep's wool and gossamer that is a long-tailed tit's nest? These days, kids may be trailed round a city farm at best, or at worst, relying unnaturally vivid Disney-coloured cartoon worlds with nice fluffy talking animals and equally nasty animal villains to miseducate them about the natural world. When I ran youth projects in the 80s and 90s, I knew kids who really believed that carrots grew in bunches and were shocked when they found out where milk came from. We dared not reveal the truth about the origin of eggs. If our children and grandchildren are to fall in love with birding, they must become fascinated by birds, and to do that, they must see how they fit into nature and soar above it. There is only one way, and I think that is more or less constant exposure to real countryside and daily doses of its wonders. Don't expect them to enjoy seemingly pointless walks or try to stuff feathers down their reluctant throats too early. Boredom is more likely to put them off for life. To be fair, I never went on walks either. I spent my entire childhood in fields and woodlands messing about on streams or building dens out of dead branches. Everything I did had a point, albeit an esoteric age-related one. Why not try taking them geocaching? My grandchildren love it. Exposure to fields and fresh air wrapped up in a mystery-solving hunt for clues. With younger children, a walk in the country can turn into a challenging game if you set them treasures to find, like an acorn or a snail shell, to find before their siblings do. The RSPB is taking the initiative with a brand new schools program with their Big Schools Birdwatch, but a few days a year will not hook them on nature forever. In Mallorca, every school child must visit the Albufeira Reserve every year, thus cementing the relationship between freedom from school discipline and enjoying wild things. But none of these are enough. I say bring back the nature table. Moreover, sport isn't the only way for kids to get much-needed exercise. Let's put active nature study firmly back on the junior school curriculum. And then, don't forget, guys, you've got to help them with their homework.